Masechet Sanhedrin, Perek Gimel, Mishnah, Dalid. This Mishnah will talk about relatives who are disqualified from serving on the Bet Din or giving testimony about a relative. They expound all of this from the Pasuk that says, Lo yimetu avot al banim, ubanim lo yimetu al avot. That the Torah says a father should not be put to death because of his sons, and a son should not be put to death because of his father. Ish b'cheto yumatu. A man should be put to death only because of his own sins, not because of the sins of others. The rabbis expound on this pasuk, and there's many, many derashot in order to disqualify the many relatives that this Mishnah will talk about. We'll give 10 relatives, and then we'll add to it. Mishnah says, ve'eluhen akirovin. These are the relatives that cannot be a judge or give testimony as an ed. Aviv, a man's father. Ve'ahiv, his brother. Ve'ahi Aviv, his father's brother. That's one type of uncle. We're going to list four types of uncles over here. And also, ve'ahi imo, his mother's brother. That's the second type of uncle. U'ba'al ahoto, his sister's husband. That's his brother-in-law. And also, u'ba'al ahot aviv, his father's sister's husband. That's another type of uncle that we're listing over here. And also, ubal ahot imo, also his mother's sister's husband. That's the fourth type of uncle. All of these people may not be, that we listed here, are not natural relatives. Vehamiv, his father-in-law. Vegiso, his brother-in-law, the husband of his wife's sister. Hen ubnehen, them, these people that we just listed above, and also their sons, v'hatnehen, and their sons-in-laws. All of these people are included in the restriction. They can't be judges, and they can't give testimony as witnesses. V'horgo levado, and a person's stepson, that means the son of his wife. If he has a stepson, alone he's included, but the stepson's sons or sons-in-laws would not be included in the prohibition to be judges or give testimony about a certain person. Amar Biyoseh says, Zo Mishnat Rabbi Akiva. This that we just said is the teaching of Rabbi Akiva. It's his view. Ava Mishnah Rishona, but in earlier Mishnah Torahs, Dodo Uben Dodo, only relatives like his uncle, that means his father's brother or his mother's brother, and also Ben Dodo, his uncle's son, also would be included in this restriction. According to the earlier teaching, the restriction of people who could be the judge or the ed, the witness, are only blood relatives, people who he's actually related to, but not those people who he got related to through marriage. So that would mean his mother's sister's husband, for example, would be allowed. He's not a blood relative. Only blood relatives would not be acceptable as witnesses or judges according to the earlier version of the Mishnah. And that's what the Mishnah also continues, v'kol hara'oi le'yorsho, anybody who would be fit to inherit from a person after he died, they would be disqualified for judging or testifying about him. All of these cases, these people are considered to be too close to make a decision that is not biased, to make a decision that is free from being pulled in any direction. Only people who are not related to him would have that ability to make the right choices. The Mishnah continues, V'kol ha'karov lo be'oto sha'ah. Anybody who was related to him at the time of the event would be disqualified from testifying about him. Haya karov v'nitrahek. But if somebody was a relative, let's say through marriage, and before the event happened, he stopped being a relative. Let's say there was a man who at a certain time, he did something, and the witness was his daughter's husband. But his daughter died before the event, so it was no longer his son-in-law at the time that the event happened. We say, Harezek Kasher, this person is kosher and is allowed to give testimony about this event and this person, because at the time of the event, they weren't related anymore. It wasn't his son-in-law right at that time. Rabbi Yehuda omer, Afilu meta bito v'yesh lo banim mimena, Harezek Karo. Says Rabbi Yehuda, what we said above, that the ex-son-in-law is not considered to be a relative if the wife wasn't alive at the time of the event, and therefore that son-in-law or that ex-son-in-law can give testimony, that's only if that son-in-law doesn't have any children from the daughter of the man who was involved in the event. But if the man who was involved in the event has grandchildren from this son-in-law and his daughter who passed away, then that ex-son-in-law is still considered to be a relative, and therefore that son-in-law would be disqualified from testifying about the event.